is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely...
Riding a bike.
African Queen.
Well, who knows?
I'll tell you what, it's a bit excessive just to shut the borders to keep you in, isn't it? They heard you were going and they've closed the borders.
I think I can still get there.
Can you?
I can still get there, it's just...
You just can't come back.
Well, I wasn't planning to, but anyway, unfortunately, Stephen is away.
All right, and he ain't coming back.
And he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful? It's just like, I wouldn't mind it, but, you know, it's just like, oh, God, how are we going to get him in?
Cool.
Anyway,
look, I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsors, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the show, and then I expect we're going to have a rant of some kind. Flexible training solutions for the glass and glazing industry and the wider construction sector. Fitfortrade.co.uk for all your occupational compliance and peace of mind. A huge thank you to Fit for Trade for sponsoring the show this week. They're great folks that specialise in the fenestration and the greater construction industry, and they do a whole range of both offline and online training courses and qualifications. Do check them out, fitfortrade.co.uk. Well,
how do you want to do this?
Well, hold on. First of all, I have to tell the listener that we're one guest down. Because unfortunately, Abby, who is going to join us, her youngster's been taken ill. Not with that.
Okay.
She had an unfortunate allergic reaction, and she had to rush her off to the doctors.
Yeah.
So we do wish you well and hope everything's fine and your daughter recovers soon.
Yeah.
So sending her love for that. We do have a guest in the studio, though, the lovely Ellie Clark. A very brave guest, and we're going to be talking to Ellie in the second part of the show. But I guess we're going to have to talk about what everybody else is talking about, aren't we?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to talk about.
It's annoying me, though.
Tell me why.
I'm getting annoyed because we're panicking.
I feel like I'm being all serious with you now.
Yeah, but okay. It's true. I mean, I don't think there's a business in the country that isn't affected, and that's what worries me.
Me too.
My own businesses are suffering really badly. You might say, oh, well, you know, whatever, you'll get over it. But it's everyone's livelihood. It's not just me. It's all the people that work for me, everything. And it's not just my businesses. It's so many businesses. And it's a domino effect, isn't it? You know, because the hospitality and the events industry is hit the most, as airlines and travel companies and all those. But that's a knock-on effect to everybody. Fruitworks, my community workspace, has been very badly hit. Even the job site has been badly hit because nobody's recruiting for staff. They're all actually sacking people at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone. Well, no, that's not true. There are some businesses that are doing okay.
Andrex.
Yeah, yeah. If you knock out toilet rolls, then you're making hay. But as someone said as well, you know, somebody was moaning about toilet roll manufacturers are all right, yada yada yada. But the thing is about stock rolling toilet rolls, it's not as if they've got a sell by date, really, is it? They do last. If you don't use them, you're not going to buy...
No.
You know, someone's got 3 million toilet rolls in their house. They're not, you know, they're going to last them for 2 years. So they're never going to buy another toilet roll when this is over. So even them, it's only a short-term thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I came in today, didn't I? And I said, like, how are we going to approach this?
Yeah.
What I don't want to do is give false information or false news or fake news or make you feel anxious any more than I'm already starting to feel from the environment and the community. Yeah. What I wanted to do, and I said to you, was really bring some balance and some calm to a very volatile situation. And it's not just here, or it's not just your little community. It is globally. This is happening. And certainly I've never seen infection control on this level.
It is awesome, isn't it, in terms of that. And I agree. The problem that I see is that social media and the media in general have really made a meal of this. There is far too much fake news. There's far too much speculation going on from people that don't know. And even some people that you think might know, because they, you know, they've got a scientific background, they're not up to speed on it, and they're giving their views and their opinions, and people are taking that at face value. And I think you've got to be really, really careful. You know, there's a lot of talk about experts, and I think one of the things we may have learnt here is there's no such thing as an expert, especially in something that's never happened before. So, you know, experts aren't the be-all and end-all of anything either. But my big problem is how many people post things on social media because of friends, brothers, cousins, aunties, mate once knew a nurse. You know, I despair of that kind of nonsense that then goes viral because people post it and repost it and share it.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, for God's sake, get a grip. Think about what you're doing. Things aren't that good, okay? And we need to be very careful about what we do and about people picking up infections. And that's about infection control, yeah? Everything else is noise. And there's far too much noise, as far as I'm concerned. And it's that noise that's caused the bigger problem than the virus, because so many businesses are in trouble and will continue to be in trouble because we've basically shut everything down. And we're not going to recover from that very quickly. And when this is over, however that pans out, and it has, in the past it has always panned out, and even the worst plagues and infections do pan out eventually, what worries me is that so many businesses will have gone to the wall that it's going to take many, many, many years to recover, and what effect that will have on society.
So what can you and I do today to give some practical tips of how to bring calmness to your anxieties? That's for me where I'm at. Can you and I, because we've got extremes here. Mm. We've either got the people who are in whatever, you know, superstore, literally creating a hostile environment. Mm. You can feel it in there.
Yeah.
The way people look at your trolleys, the way, you know, people are going mad.
Mm.
People are literally, and I understand why. Then you've got the other camp who are like, this is ridiculous. What are you all doing? That judgmental, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting involved in this. I'm not being lemon, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we've got, for what I think you and I can do here, if we can just do that for the next 40 minutes, I suppose, is to bring some balance into, okay, give me some practical tips. What can I do to sort of just get my business through this week? Let alone, is there a future for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Well, I've got an interesting email that I'm going to read from you from a chap called Andrew Harkin, who's come up with some ideas. If your business depends on footfall, and he's come up with some good ideas. Well, I'm going to read it now. That's a good starting point, isn't it? He sent it to me this morning. He said, morning, Paul. I know all of us are affected in some way by COVID-19, but some businesses rely almost completely on footfall, and there's only so long any business can survive without the footfall and the income. Here are some ideas which might help you get through this more, and I'll give you some more as I get them. But if you're an independent food shop, you know, a local farm shop or something like that, what he's saying is, why don't you offer some home delivery? Yeah. Take what stock you've got, plus those of other non-food local businesses, maybe gang together with some local shops doing different things, and work with each other and offer your customer base the opportunity to have stuff delivered to their home, send an email to your customers or use social media, use posters and flyers, put them through people's letterboxes, shout about how easy it is to use your service, which makes other people's lives easier. And that goes some way towards addressing the shopping issues that you were saying as well. You can add other services to it as well, like prescription collection, delivery of things en route and stuff like that, if you have a drinks license, you can sell booze or whatever you want to do. If you run a pub or a restaurant, again, offer to deliver prepared, freshly cooked food, offer a takeout service, from your menu, or cook to order even, within reason. Add some snacks, add some drinks if required. Send an email or text to your customers, ask them what they want, how often they need delivery, etc. Include a menu, advertise this. If you're selling from a Michelin high-end cuisine, add a delivery charge. Include some options to add with a bit of a freebie, a bottle of champagne or something, if you own run a pub, why not try to set up a local WhatsApp group if you haven't already got one, so you can keep in touch with people you'd usually see in the pub, Yeah, keep the community going at least. So there's some great ideas. Another one that I heard somebody say the other day, which is a good idea for pubs and small restaurants, is how about selling vouchers? So although you can't go at the moment, you buy, you know, if you've got a local pub or a local restaurant that you use quite often and you think, I'd love to go, but I don't really want to, why not buy a voucher from them now so they've got some income that you can use at a later date? And pubs and restaurants, why not offer a voucher? And maybe with something off for the fact that somebody supported you, yeah? So, you know, give them a meal for two for 60 quid or something, do you know what I mean? So that you've got some income coming in and you've kept your customer loyalty going. He's got some ideas for things like hairdressing as well, which is, you know, people like me can have a takeaway, but most people can't have a takeaway hairdressing, yeah? You can send your wig up there. But what he's saying is you just got to basically give people some space, yeah? Make sure that you've got everything cleaned and disinfected and you're wearing face masks and gloves and stuff like that. And those restaurants that are open as well, going back to that, it's just... take some tables out and make some space between the tables.
That's right.
Yeah. Give people some space. So loads of good ideas. He said, I have a free 7-point marketing guide for hairdressing salons as well. And he's got lots of other information and things to give away there. The best thing to do, and he's talking about theatres and cinemas as well, that's saying, look, if people don't come, how about filming a performance of a theatre and streaming it live?
Well, here's the thing. I'm supposed to be going to the Royal Ballet tomorrow.
Right, okay.
I haven't heard from them. I heard from them.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is the Royal Opera House in London. You haven't messaged me to even, one, reassure me that it's okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Or two, I should come.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
For me, that's... I'm the customer. I'm paying high-end tickets, you know.
Yeah.
So, for me, they should be doing that. And so, they should just stream it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, there's a whole... I've cancelled things. I had a jobs fair next week, which I've cancelled and stuff like that. We're having to... But we're not cancelling, we're rescheduling. We're going to run them all. We're just going to run them all later in the year.
Tell me something. Tell me...
Just before we do, I just want to give you Andrew's address so that if you've got any ideas or you want to download any of his ideas or you want to find out more about what he does, he's actually a marketing copywriter, drop Andrew an email and his email address is andrew@copyandconsult.com. That's andrew@copyandconsult.com. So do drop him an email because he's got loads of really good ideas here. Oh, and he's got, if you're a small business who sells direct to the public or you rely on footfall to sell stuff, here's a daft but serious offer. Yeah. If you need any ads, emails or website copy, I'll write anything up to 500 words for just 75 quid. There's no VAT payable. If you need more for every 250 words or part thereof, it's another 45 quid. So he's giving a very low cost option for doing stuff. So you can, again, email him, andrew@copyandconsult.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at copyandconsult, or you can go to his website, which is www.worldwideweb.copyandconsult.com.
Two things I've taken from that is, firstly, is we need to really start to look within our community and support each other.
And support each other, that's
now,
the thing.
That's the missing element I'm seeing at the minute. I'm not seeing, I know you were saying you were seeing that. I'm not seeing or feeling that in the community at the minute. I have got a few friends that have gone into Facebook and gone, does anybody need anything locally?
Yep.
I've rung all my clients up and said, look, I can go and get you stuff.
Yeah.
I'll drop it at your door. Please don't hug me, kiss me, cover me. I know you love me. Mm. There it is. And I just think we need to be honest and true with that.
Mm.
The second thing is we do need to support local companies.
Yep.
You do. You do need to. Yep. But also, I've got some clients who live in a little rural area and their shops are stored and brimfulling. Yep. Full of everything.
Yep.
They've got a local butcher up the road. They've got a local person who does cheeses and they're all thriving.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. So the smaller the community, so make your community small. Go to your next door neighbours. Please go to your next door neighbours and ask them, do they need your help?
But can I just make a caveat?
Please do.
People that you know, there's already been too many scams with this. There's been people knocking at old people's doors saying, would you like me to get your shopping? Give me 50 quid and I'll get it. And you never see them
again. Your next door neighbour should know who you are.
Yeah.
And here's the honesty. If they don't, Isn't that an interesting concept?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. It's about supporting the small businesses in your community because they're the ones that employ everybody in your community.
Well, here's the honesty, though. I think small businesses are really well equipped to shift and move and grow in different ways.
Yeah.
Much easier than a company who employs 500 people who... Oh my, could you imagine having that responsibility as that CEO who's got all those people working for you who you know your business is falling by, not just weekly or monthly, but even in that day, from the start date to the end of that day, your business could have left you.
Yeah.
And you've now got to tell those 500 people. So I really, truly believe you and I can put some balance here in this moment today to show you, look, we've come into our studio, we've done all the universal infection control. Mm-hmm. We're more than happy to spend time
with
each other.
I've had a complete bath in Dettol.
Exactly.
Works.
You don't need to do that. Look, I want you to do your hand washing. I want you to be vigilant with your hand washing. This is how you do it. I want you to imagine when you've seen all these programs where they're hospital programs and you see the surgeon going in, getting all gowned up, and he washes his hands. He spends, oh my goodness, I would say 3 to 5 minutes. I don't want you to do that. I want you to wash between 30 seconds and 1 minute. I know the guidelines tell you 20 seconds. I'm going to tell you, I want you to go a little bit more. So 30 seconds of washing, back of the hands, under the hands, into the, you know, the nooks and crannies of your fingers and everything. And do that vigilantly. With normal soap, by the way, hot water. And that's all you need to do. And you keep doing that all day. And it's called universal infection control. I was a nurse for many years. I looked after people with HIV, with AIDS, with every awful bacteria, virus you could ever think of. But as long as you are aware and you really take responsibility of your health, I mean, I'm like, wow, isn't that what we all should be doing?
We should do it anyway.
You know, you get out in the sun, you go for a walk, you don't need to shake hands with people.
Yeah.
It's obvious we don't do that at the minute. It's not disrespectful. It's what we need to do. Yes, protect, but don't protect yourself against a community. Just protect yourself against the virus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing selfish behaviour. That's what I'm seeing at the
moment. Yeah, absolutely. And that's ratified with the behaviour going on in supermarkets and stuff like that where people...
My friend went to the supermarket this morning. This is classic. She said everybody was ramming their trolleys into the toilets. Roll paper stuff that had just been delivered instead of one person just handing it back so that it stopped that chaos. We do not need this chaos.
It's funny, isn't it? It's a function of self-service, isn't it? That then people over serve themselves. If you were behind a shop counter, you know, like selling four candles, you could do it, which is why local shops tend to work because they tend not to be self-service.
And it works so beautifully.
Yeah. And as you know, the problem with these kind of things is the panic actually becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Eventually you have to join in or you end up with nothing.
Well, it's Armageddon. The way you're all going, by the way, the way we're all going, it's like I need to dress up as G.I. Jane and, you know, knife strapped it. It is that crazy.
Yeah.
And it won't be long before somebody is so stressed, so anxious, so full of fear.
That
they behave so badly.
Yeah.
So don't let that be you.
And we don't need it to happen. If people calm down... And let things, you know, there's not a shortage of anything unless you create a shortage of it. There's no reason why.
Do you know what there's a shortage of?
Yeah.
Tinned fruit.
Yeah.
Why are you eating that anyway?
Yeah.
Custard. Why are you eating that anyway?
Don't start
rice pudding.
On. Yeah.
Why are you eating that? Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just go into your fresh fruit and veg and eat beautiful food?
Yeah.
It's all out there. And we're coming into the most fruitful time of spring.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, is, you know, I don't.
But
I'm not getting it.
But genuinely, there is not a shortage of anything, and there isn't, you know, because there's no reason for there to be. It's not. We haven't had a harvest failure or anything like that. Food and goods are being produced. The reason there's none on the shelves is because you took them all when you don't need them. Yeah, that's why they're not there. And the supermarket's trying to restock. We had a delivery of food today. Only half of it arrived because the Sainsbury's didn't have it.
That's right.
And the next delivery slot isn't for 4 weeks. And that's because they haven't got anything, because everybody's rammed it into their trolleys for no good reason.
And also, I think this is really... I've sat down with a family and I've said to them, look, guys, if you're out, just grab something. It isn't up to just mum and dad to provide a meal for you. I mean, I've got all adults as children, but you have children that you can really empower and go, just have a think about it. Just go and, you know, really join your family as a team. Yeah. It's not just up to the hierarchy of the family to be this big provider.
Yeah.
And I just think this, we've got such an opportunity to build a community again, to build this energy that should have already been there anyway.
Yep.
Let's just talk about your health. Take vitamin C. Have you seen all the vitamin C that's gone off the shelf now? You've all been laughing at me for years about how I take vitamin C. I don't, you know, and now where is it all gone? I've been taking it for years. So you don't need to put 10 packs of vitamin C stocked up. You didn't need it before. Why do you think you need it now? It's not preventative. Yeah. It's do you know what I mean? It's,
absolutely.
You're taking it too late.
There's no...
So look after health.
There's no need to panic over anything.
No.
We just got to do sensible things, as Bert said earlier about looking after control of potential infection or passing things on. It's just about personal health and
personal
hygiene.
Personal health. You have a responsibility.
Yeah. But outside of that, the way that we will get out of this as a society is to support each other in a local community.
Absolutely.
Is to continue to try to help our local businesses as best we can as consumers by, one, using them, and two, helping them get through the problems that they've got. Yes, we are going to need help from the government. If you go to the government website, if you go to the HMRC website or the Department of Trade website, there's already a whole series of things on there from relaxed VAT payments. So you can defer your VAT payments. So if you're suffering from a cash flow problem, you can defer your VAT payments via... we got a phone call.
We have.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm very good. Oh, you knew it was me. It's not one of these salespeople who randomly calls up every now and then.
I'm going to give away a secret now, Laura. I knew it was you because luckily you messaged me and said, I'm ringing, answer the phone. Yeah, because I still couldn't see the red light flashing.
It's more than you normally do for me.
I never normally do that, yeah.
Hello, bird.
So how are you? How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm sitting in my little office cabin in the middle of the farm, so I'm quite secluded anyway by the nature of my job. So yeah.
So you normally work from home anyway, don't you?
I do. I do occasionally go onto client site, and actually Tuesdays is when I do normally work on client site, but they have asked me to work from home, which is fine because the work that I do, you know, does mean that I can base myself at home anyway, so that's quite handy.
Yeah.
But it's you know, just sort of everybody I know is having such an impact. Mm. Some of it has been quite positive. I got one client who just need me for doing so much more, and I got another client who are sort of stopping, you know, the work that I'm doing for the time being. So it's really up and down as to what the responses have been.
Right. Well, let's dwell on the positive side of that. So who is it that's making hay out of this? Who's doing okay in your world?
Well, I've got a client who provide telecoms and technology solutions to businesses. And
right.
So all of their clients are wanting to get their workforces able to work from home. So they are out installing, you know, sort of the broadband, getting the equipment doing all of that. So as long as they're still getting the equipment available to them, they're able to go out, and they are just, you know, sort of, snowed under. And it's a great opportunity for getting some really good positive messages out, for some of our local businesses.
Absolutely. Do you know, one of the things, when anything that happens in a society, there's always some good and some bad that comes out of it. And one of the things that I hope comes out of this in the long term is that government realise that they really ought to encourage work from home more for all kinds of reasons. You know, for traffic congestion, for climate change, for all kinds of reasons, working from home is a far better option, not least of which, you know, we need more housing so you could convert you know, wasted office space into housing. So one of the things I hope comes out of this is that politicians realise that encouraging work from home via the tax system and other incentives for businesses to do it, and also instead of investing in trains, and this is my little pet rant, instead of investing in trains that get you between cities 15 minutes quicker, how about investing in rural broadband so that we can all live miles away from London and still work using some decent broadband?
Well, this is it. I mean, it makes total sense. And if we look at, you know, sort of all the, before all of the current things were occurring, but, you know, we're just thinking about the environment and reducing our travel and everything else.
Exactly,
it's, it's, you know, the good and bad. We've all got to adapt anyway. And it's something that we've always had to do, no matter what sort of industry we're working in. But, you know, this obviously has been one that's been pushed upon everyone in a sort of a quite full-on way, really. But, but yes, it's, but obviously, you know, and as you were well aware, I do my community show on Thursdays from Channel Radio. And at the moment, due to the nature of the guests that I have, you know, they are really in the thick of it. They deal with vulnerable people.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
At the moment, we are, you know, I have sort of made a decision, certainly for this week, and you know, to sort of put the show on hold for a little bit. But what I'm hoping to do is I would like, so this is, can I have a shout out to, for what I'm trying to do? Is I want to get all the really good stories about what people have been doing in their communities so that I can do like a special about it and do like one of those really feel-good sort of shows where we're just going to look at all the, you know, sort of ingenious ways that people have been supporting their local communities.
Absolutely. I'd love that. I think that's a fantastic idea, Laura. So basically, we want to hear from people, not just necessarily the charities and not-for-profits that you normally deal with, but anybody that's doing more stuff in their community to help the community. We want some feel-good stories out of this. You're absolutely right.
Yes, and that's what. So, if anyone does want to share their feel-good stories with me, they can they can send me messages via Twitter at @community_show, or they can drop me an email to team@thecommunityshow.net. And I just think it would make for a really good show just to put, you know, as many stories together as possible for that. And you know, and hopefully all this time that people are spending within their local communities, because you know they're. There are so many people who don't know who their neighbours are, who don't really know much about the area that they live.
Yep.
Perhaps they might find the sort of how wonderful it is, the area they live, and learn so many things about it.
Yeah. It's funny. For many years now, I've been banging on about a trend that I saw happening. I must admit, I never saw this being a catalyst for making it come about big time. But I've been talking about localism for about 7 or 8 years now, and saying that it is a trend that's coming back. Because we live in a global world, so many people feel detached from what's going on and, you know, remote from centres of control and power, that localism was something that was happening a lot more. And, of course, what's happened on the health scene has kind of brought that into the fore and really driven it down to a local level where we really do need to be more local and more community orientated now.
Oh, I completely agree. It's what inspired me to give up the rat race over 15 years ago now and start my own community-related business. Mm. So, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about it. But, but yeah, I think people might be surprised, you know, if they hadn't been able to spend that time before because of commuting and work. And, you know, now's the time to really, really learn what you've got on your doorstep and appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, what else are you seeing at the moment, Laura? You've mentioned some of the telecoms firms that are doing quite a lot of business helping people work from home. What are the other trends that you're seeing?
It's, well, there's one, you know, looking at sort of all the home care, the amount of the increase in messaging that needs to go out to clients and carers around. So that's sort of a massive thing because it's just, keeping everyone as up to date as possible with all the change in information, you know, which we're getting on a daily basis. So, you know, it's brilliant having all these tools available that we can send out all of these bulk messages to everybody. So, so I'm doing a lot more of that as well. So it's all about communication you know, making sure if it's applicable for your industry, just to keep everybody, you know, sort of aware of what's going on, what you are doing for everything. So, so lots of that, I suppose, in my line of work, doing a lot of communication for businesses, I'm so busy at the moment, and hopefully it will sort of continue, but differently for all the better reasons going forward when we see the end of this.
It's interesting, isn't it? It will come to an end at some point, one way or another, and it's how we pick up the pieces from there and move forward, isn't it? And hopefully we can start to stop the panic and start to talk about, as you said, the good things that are happening, because I think the more positive news that we have, the more things go. You know, coming back to the virus itself, at the moment we've just got a rolling death count, which I don't think serves any purpose at all. What we've not really covered, or I've not seen it covered, is how many people have actually recovered. And when you look at the few people that we know that were proved positive that happened to be celebrities or whatever, most of them fully recovered within 2 or 3 days. It hasn't lasted very long for them at all. And I think we need to emphasise some of the more positive things, not just about the ill health itself, but some of the positive things, as you said, that are actually happening in communities to try and alleviate the suffering that people have outside of their health.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I'm really excited to be listening to your guest later, because you've got a celebrant coming on to the show, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah. We've got Ellie, and we're going to talk to Ellie in the second part of the show.
That was not timing, by the way, was it?
Yeah, it was planned.
That wasn't
No, it wasn't.
Not just a funeral celebrant.
Yeah.
No, but I'm actually having to help organise a funeral for a friend who's not related to this, you know, so right. And that's been one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what you've got to say about services that are taking place, you know, that we're having sort of organized now, what things are going to happen about, you know, are we going to be live streaming things, you know, what sort of, does she know about any restrictions on services at the moment? So I'm going to be hooked to the radio for the next till the end of your show, Paul. So can you make sure you ask her for me, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I shall keep you on the hook.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, I'm really loving the show so far, and it's great having all the chat about it, and let's get some more positive things, hints and tips that we can share with all our business colleagues out there.
Lovely. Laura, thank you so much for calling in. Please, everyone out there, if you've got any positive stories that you want to share with Laura so that she can ping together a whole show of positiveness, please either follow her on the Twitter at @thecommunity_net or drop her an email at team@thecommunityshow.net.
.net, that's right, yeah, and it's Twitter @community_show. I can't wait to hear from everybody.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Paul, for the chance to talk on your show again.
No, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to hear from you, Laura, and we'll see you soon. Take care, my friend.
You will indeed. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Laura Lawrence there.
What we're saying is community.
Yeah, it's localism, it's community, it's a sense of community. It's pulling together, it's trying to help each other, it's not panicking, it's not running away and doing stuff, you know. Without being too horrible about it, you know, I've had people that have cancelled their memberships of Fruitworks.
Yeah.
And why? Okay, you're not going to come in for a couple of weeks. Okay, fine, don't pay for a couple of weeks. But why cancel a year's membership? You don't know what's going to happen in a month's time. And all you're going to do is, if you're not careful, when you want to come back to work, it won't be there.
It won't be there.
It won't
and
be
that's
there.
The honesty of it.
It won't be there because everybody ran away, you know.
This is what I'm saying.
You've got to think about what you're doing.
It's that self-preservation.
Yeah.
But what are you preserving?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, protection is a very interesting behaviour.
Yeah, it is. And it's understandable.
Yeah.
It's understandable. You know, people are going to go, yeah, but I'm losing business. I've got no income. I've got to cut my costs. Of course, you know. That's where we all are at the moment, but if we all, you know, my belief is that we actually have to just talk to each other, and that's why localism is so important.
We should do that anyway. Everything we're saying, is what we should be doing anyway.
And for me, I'm a great, you know, I'm a great believer in social media. I love social platforms, and I love digital engagement. My entire background is in digital, and all my businesses are in digital. But at the end of the day, human society is about human interaction, and if we don't do that, if we move everything onto digital platforms and AI and all the rest of it, you get into a problem where nobody knows anyone else, and when you need someone's help, you don't know anyone to turn to, and that is something that worries me a lot. I think we need to be more local, and we need to have more of a community spirit, and we need to support each other. And you need, more than anything else, to support local businesses. Because if you don't support your local business, if you don't support your local pub, if you don't support your local post office, if you don't support your local butcher shop, they won't be there. And when they're not there, then...
What do you do?
What do you do? There's nothing
what
left.
What do you do if you don't look after each other?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand the concept.
Yeah.
In the part of Kent that I live in, which is subject to a lot of flooding, I live near Yalding,
right. We've
actually been practising with the coronavirus.
Really?
Well, because we've ended up talking to people that we didn't know.
Yeah.
We have people turning up with sandbags,
helping
one another. So that was our little practice for the coronavirus, obviously.
Yeah.
We've been out walking in the floods to check that people are okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, coronavirus is much easier to deal with when you don't have to wear Wellingtons.
Yeah, absolutely,
well,
when you're not underwater.
Not for the weather.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? All we need is locusts now, and we've got the full pestilence, haven't we?
Yeah
floods, plagues. But you're right, you know, that sense of community, that sense of spirit, unfortunately, normally takes a disaster to actually bring people out of their shells and to participate, doesn't it?
I was doing my branding yesterday for the new company, and I was saying, look, change only ever happens in extremity.
Yeah, that's true.
It only ever happens. It doesn't happen in a nice, fluffy, pink, safe place.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens. So we know that something is going to change in this.
Mm-hmm.
The world will never be the same as it was maybe a week ago. The speed of this is quite shocking, and the way that it's literally stopped us all living and put us into this fear, this spiral of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it, right, okay, so what can you do with who you are? So if you haven't got a business, because obviously we're here talking about businesses, if you haven't got a business, what can you do? You take responsibility for your own health, you make sure that you're fit and well, you get outside and you walk, you know, you get that lovely sun. We're now coming into the point where vitamin D will start to really come up with the sun's rays. You don't have to be taking supplements so much now. You eat really good food. You don't go and take all the tinned fruit and the rice pudding and the custard. By the way, it's all gone. I can't believe it. Off the shelves.
Whitstable mum and custard shortage. Jules will be on with promoting her book in a minute.
Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. You don't need that. You can still do your green smoothies. You can still, I'm going to be doing, so I've had to really quickly readapt my business. We're now getting it all up and running so that you can still do it with me online. You can do it in your own home. You can still move. You can still open your body up and build that community in a different way. So technology is going to work a little bit for us that it wouldn't have worked 100 years ago. But you know, we do need to fly around the world. We do need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And if we don't, you watch your health deteriorate when you're so stressed because you don't have Wi-Fi. It's crazy.
Yep.
But that's the world we live in now.
It is. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's about being as positive as we can be under the circumstances as well. I've just had a tweet from Amanda. Let me read it.
And supporting our fear and anxieties. So how do you do that? You just breathe, my darling. You just stop and go, hold on a minute. I'm getting a little bit railroaded into this. So I'm not going to put myself into the shop's environment because that's where it is. That's for me. It's like, what is going on here? Am I missing something?
Yeah. Amanda's tweeted, helping each other and being kind is all we need to do.
Yes.
Be sensible. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely right. I'm getting loads of tweets about that. Jules is sending me photographs of Tankerton Beach, which is lovely. Thank you, Jules.
You know, like, I've rung all my clients this morning.
Sorry. Dharma Circle Weddings has sent you a gift. Have you seen that?
With the lime on its head.
Yeah. 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 It says, feeling a bit poorly, vitamin C will do you good. It's a picture of a cat with a lime on his head. Yeah.
Yeah. But, ring all your clients. Just let them know, how are you? Is there anything I can do to support? Can I put, you know... And they're like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Do that. Reach out to them because literally the whole of your commerce part of your business has just dropped into the ether. And I would say most of us have had that happen.
Yep.
You know, you've got flights. My other half's in Angola.
Yeah.
He's got to get back. It's my 50th on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
What are we going to do?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? But if he's over there, then he'll be over there. And there will be flights again. It's just... Life will carry on, but we just need to find real positive way of getting there and shifting and adapting and growing.
I think that's the point we're at now, where we've got to stop with the negative stuff and start to look for the positive in everything, you know, because we know what to do so far. But there's far too many people out there playing politics, yeah? There's far too many people playing up the negatives by pretending... They're trying to get likes by telling you stuff. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do by going, you know, oh, we're all going to die, and this is why we're going to die, and my friend told me this. There's far too much of that, and it's not helping anyone. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Why don't you make a name for yourself by being positive rather than negative? Why don't you make a name for yourself by sharing stories about nice things that have happened? People that have recovered, people that have helped other people, people that have stepped in to save a business or whatever it takes, you know. Why don't we start talking about that? Because it's as powerful as anything else. You know, the more you talk about something, the more viral it goes. The more powerful it becomes. So why don't we just change the narrative now? We've had a couple of weeks of all this negative crap. It hasn't helped anything. It hasn't changed anything. It hasn't made anything better. So why don't we do some positive stuff and start talking about positive stories and positive ideas? Andrew Harkin earlier sent some really great positive ideas in for footfall businesses. Why don't we hear from other people with your ideas? Why don't we start a Twitter storm about ideas for helping local businesses survive?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we just throw ideas out there and you know, talk about positive things. Yeah. It's
you don't need to go onto Amazon and put your toilet roll at £1 million and sell it. That's not doing the right thing.
No, it's not.
You know, you help your community by being in the community. You stay local, you keep local, and it's just going to grow.
I'll tell you, it did make me laugh, actually. Some guy in America went and bought 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and then put them on Amazon to sell at $10 a bottle, and Amazon banned him.
Yeah, you're not doing the right thing.
Yeah, they just said that's the honesty of it. Yeah, that's...
As much as community comes out of adversity, so does profiteering.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. Yeah, always. There's always going to be people to try.
Somebody who is looking for the main opportunity, you know, the main opportunity.
You're absolutely right. But the point is, the only reason those people survive is because somebody's stupid enough to pay the money. There's no reason. You don't need hand sanitizer.
You don't need it.
It's soap. It's just fine. A bar of soap. You don't need it.
By the way, you haven't been ever using it. You haven't been using it, so why are you starting now? This is crazy. This is what I'm saying to you. Universal Infection Control. Go and check it out. It served me well all in the many years. Well,
there was a brilliant story the other day and a picture of a supermarket shelf. And you know the soap that you get in squidgy, like Carex and stuff, that you get in squidgy bottles? Empty, gone completely. And everybody's going, there's no soap left. The bottom two shelves were bars of soap, but nobody knew what they were. So they were all just still completely intact, and nobody had thought, well, I'll just buy a bar of soap.
But we don't. We're absolutely, like, panic-stricken, and that's the thing, and it's not going to serve you. Yeah. So, you know, it's that old thing of... I always think adversity, you think, oh, this is where people grow. No, it isn't. It's where they show you who they truly are.
Yeah.
So if they're already anxious, oh, my gosh, this is going to make it tenfold. If, you know, really stay centered, really stay balanced, how do you do that? It doesn't mean you're not going to get it. You've got to practice it. So do you do any breathing techniques? Do you just stop yourself and go, hold on a minute, just take a nice deep breath in and stop? It's just that. I'm not going to go woo-woo on you and go and meditate, because if you've never done it, then you're not going to go and do it, by the way. You know, but if that is a practice that you go, do you know what, it makes such a big difference to me, go back to it. Spend a couple of minutes, a minute even. Just put it on your phone. Just sit, have a bit of peace and go, hold on, let's just make some sense of all of this. That will bring balance, not entering into these places of, oh, my gosh, what can I do? Oh, I've got it. And panic is just going up in the air. So let's bring it all down a little bit.
I also think that people need to think about what they're actually reading, what they're actually taking in. Instead of just taking it at face value, they need to think about it. It's like, you know, statistics, which I know are your favourite thing. But you have to put everything into context. If it's not in context, it has no value. It has no meaning.
Oh, that is absolutely 100% spot on.
Now you've got him going.
It makes me so angry when people share and retweet things. And you think, you didn't even think about that. If 1 second's thought would tell you what a lot of nonsense that is that you've just retweeted, you know. And you see it so often where you... quite often, if it's someone I know, I'll send them a private message going, do you really believe that? And they'll go, well, yeah, they said it. And go, well, think about it. Just think about how likely is that to be true. You know, it's like conspiracy theories. I mean, that just drives me bonkers. It just drives me absolutely bonkers when people just, well, you know, have you not thought of Googling it or investigating it or thinking about it before you've done it? I've had a couple of tweets, and I'm going to read them out of order because the second one, I think, is more apposite to what we're saying. It's from the lovely folks at Athelbrae, and they say, Vanilla Wear Bird on a Bike, our diary is wiped out this morning, so Nana and Rara have been playing on the swings in the park with a little young man blowing raspberries. Okay, so that's what Keith and Kate have been doing. What's your grandson been doing? Yeah, and they're enjoying the bird song. Absolutely. They say life continues and spring is here, and that's absolutely true, and I'm glad you're having a lovely time with the grandfella on the swings. Be careful, Keith. Yeah, don't fall off the swing. They also tweeted earlier as well, I hope all the Business Bunker team are staying safe and well. We're postponing anything in a diary and we'll rebook when clients when things settle down. They go, Bird on a Bike, heard you were leaving and they've closed the borders to keep you here. Yeah. And they sent a lovely gift that says Bunker Down.
I'm just looking at Facebook. Do you know what? It's quite nice, though. You look at Facebook and there's people just going, look, I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to do this, but I'm going to go a little bit virtual. I'm just going to probably get done what some of the stuff you need to get done as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a few minutes before the break.
Yes.
I never did play my cheesy tunage track. I might play it later.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, we got tied up in what we were doing. Have you got something you can read while I'm just going through the tweets?
We haven't read one email either.
We haven't, no. Yeah.
How quick was that this morning then? I would like to take this opportunity to invite you and your listeners to any colleagues, family and friends to one of our fabulous spring concerts, which is quite interesting. Look, Music Man Project, you need to let us know if these are still going ahead. I cannot see that they would. Can you?
No.
Okay, but I'm just going to tell you about them. They've got one in Medway concert. And it's due to be held on the 26th of March and also 2nd of April. I would be very surprised, but please do let us know if you're going to go ahead. So that's the Music Man Project. Just give us a shout and let us know if that's going ahead.
Fantastic. Can you read one more? Because I'm still struggling
to mark over 10 years of Women in Business luncheons. We would do some special this year and give the opportunity to really get to know each other. And this is Women in Business Luncheon. Again, this is booked for the 18th of June
In Bruges. I don't know about the Bruges one. The one next week is going ahead.
It's going ahead.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so you need to go on to www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk and just let us know, actually, Carol, if that is going ahead, Penny, because I would be amazed if you do get it to go ahead. Well,
they're only small events. They're only small lunches, so...
Still interesting.
Yeah.
I was going ahead last night with my class. By this morning, it's changed. That's how quickly I've adapted the business.
Yep. Diamond Circle Weddings tweeted, couldn't find a Cornish pixie on a bike, so here's a leprechaun.
That's poor. As
it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's terrible.
I'll be raising a toast to you with a pint or two of the black stuff later.
I do love the black stuff.
Do you?
Oh, I love a Guinness. I do love a Guinness. It's like chocolate, isn't it?
It's good for you, isn't it?
It's meal in a glass.
Got iron in it. Yeah. That once upon a time, I remember my gran, Doctors used to prescribe.
They did?
Yeah, used to prescribe...
We still do.
Maccasin, that was it. That was it, Ellie, yeah.
Yeah,
my
did.
Nan, we should have a bottle of Maccasins. And I go, you got a bottle of Maccasins now? She go, yeah, I've been to the doctors. He told me I needed some iron.
We still prescribe it.
Yeah.
We still do prescribe it for that. It's very interesting.
Cool.
The launch of jobs in Kent. It's really important. Come on, this is an ideal thing for you to do.
Yep.
New simple CV template is here. You can use your simple CV if you haven't got a full CV yet, or you can use simple CV alongside with your main CV. Best of all, it's free. How much is it?
It's not a lot. It's free.
Easy to use, and you can set up in minutes. Go to jobsinkent.com/simple CV. All those things you can get done. You know those times when you've said to me, oh, Bard, I'd love to write a book. I just don't have the time. Guess what? You haven't got that reason anymore now. Why don't you write your book, Paul Andrews?
I can't write, that's why.
I'll ghostwrite it for you.
Yeah, you'll have to, because I can't write.
Right. I'm serious.
I've never wanted to write a book ever.
Why?
You're
the greatest reader I know.
I love reading and I love talking.
You can write it in tweets.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in writing.
What are you reading at the minute?
I've just finished reading a historical novel about the Viking incursion into North America.
And what did you learn?
That the Vikings got there first and didn't survive.
Oh, how interesting. Why didn't they survive?
I guess they got beat up.
Yeah.
Do you know why they didn't survive? Probably. Nobody knows because they can't prove 100% that they arrived, but it was probably they got wiped out by things that they weren't used to.
That's right.
Yeah. I've got loads of tweets, and for some reason, Twitter has started hiding them. I haven't got any. Well, I got loads this morning, and all of them I wanted to read out, and they're not there now. I've got one from Tabba Official, and she says, it's been a busy week. We still have last week's show to catch up with, but we're going to listen to the Business Bunker show today. If you can, please, stay safe and well. Can we have a shout-out, if you can, please, to the business community to follow us on LinkedIn to get our latest newsletter? And the way to find out what that is to follow them on Twitter first, which is Tabba Official, TABA_official. So give them a follow. I've got a whole list of finalists to read out for the Canterbury Business Awards, what I'm going to do in the second half of the show. I had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Kerry and Kent, and she says, hello, Business Bunker. Shout out today and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you get right care for your needs. Learn more about social distancing, and there's some advice here, and they've given us a link to the government website on keeping yourself safe, which is gov.uk/government/publications. So do check that out. Thank you, Kim, for that. I had a... Place Changer has said, my message to your listeners is take care of yourself first, care for others second, but very important, keep calm and carry on, of course, and use your local shops or they'll close forever. Absolutely right, Graham. Thank you for that. I had a tweet from Sound of Spitfire, which is what I'm trying to find. And it seems to have there it is, Vanilla Air, Business Bunker. Please can we have a shout out? Due to current restrictions, due to the virus, we're broadcasting live shows all day.
There you go.
There you go. From 7 a.m. daily to entertain those stuck indoors. And they're really worth a listen to. That's the lovely folks at the Sound of Spitfire radio station. You can follow them on Twitter, Sound of Spitfire, and then you can listen to them live online. So do. That's Chris and the team at Sound of Spitfire. Give them a follow. They have some fantastic music.
Mm.
They even played our theme tune the other night.
Did they?
Yeah. Bless them. Bit of Fleetwood Mac. It was brilliant. Ibiza Fitness Food. Hello, Vanilla Wear Bird on a Bike. For those pondering, should I, shall I get fit? Healthy, and all meals prepared, delivered to you. We're offering 40% off to the next 40 people that subscribe via our website, which is IbizaFitnessFood.com. Stay healthy, people. Ibiza Fitness Food produce healthy meals, which they deliver to your door, and apparently... For the next 40 people that come onto the site, you're going to get them cheaper. IbizaFitnessFood.com. Give them a check out. The food's lovely as well, I have to tell you. Right, you can read something, Bird.
Well,
Jules has sent a tweet that's just got a photograph in, but she doesn't seem to have said very much about it. It's a lovely photograph out of her living room window of... Tankerton Slopes, which looks lovely, but I don't know why she sent it.
Has it got no people on it?
Yeah, so there's no people in it, yeah.
What, on the beach?
Yeah, yeah.
See what I mean? You need to get out.
Yeah.
There was a lady I listened to on the radio yesterday who was asking whether, if she was self-isolating, was it okay to get in her car on her own with her windows shut and go for a drive? And I was thinking, is that actually a question?
Yeah.
Self-infection.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it? We're worried
that's
what to do. So
terrified.
We're in confusion.
Yeah.
So we're paralysed. We're bulk buying things that we would never, ever buy.
And don't
We've
need.
Gone absolutely mad. Yeah. And we're riddled with fear and anxiety.
But luckily, we've had a follow-up email from Athelbrey. So we know what's going on in the playground. Vanilla Web Bird on a Bike Business Bunker. Rara mastered the swings, but nearly lost it on the slide, right? And he wasn't impressed with the roundabout. Connor and Grandad likely to be having an afternoon nap now. Enjoy. Right. You could do one more.
Oh, do you know what? Really interesting is all my emails are about events.
Well, we've got hardly any because most of them have been cancelled.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So if you do have an event, could you let us know what you're doing?
Yeah.
As in, are you postponing? How long are you leaving it to? Are you literally going right to the end of the year? Or are you thinking, I've got them in June? Because all of these are April, September, April. I mean, literally all of them are in the next 2 months. So I'd like to know, how are you adapting your event now? Because you've got to.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we're going to join the newsroom now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Ellie.
Nice.
What do you reckon?
Let's do it.